Happy 2007. This is Letitia, and it's literally the first day of the year. And I'm doing well with my non-resolution resolutions for the new year. I've made the decision to not make a resolution, a decree, a declaration, a ruling, a promise, a pledge, or any other synonym that pops up when I look up the word resolution. When it comes to setting goals for the family, it's only a matter of thinking of where you want your family to be in 5 years. Write it down. I think that it's easier to start with a 5-year plan because I heard someone say once that what you're doing right now will determine where you are and what you will be doing 5 years from now. When I really think about it and look back on my life 5 years ago, those words are true. All the things that I did or didn't do had a way of manifesting itself in my life today. The things that I planned either came out just as planned, or it was better than I imagined. The things that I didn't plan didn't change, or the situation got worse. So once you know where you want to go, you can better determine how to get there. So some family or home goals may include taking the family on a vacation and learn about a different culture or learn about your family's history. Buy your first house or just a bigger one. Maybe the kids will be gone in 5 years and you want to downsize to be able to go on a sabbatical to Spain for a month. If that's the 5-year goal, then perhaps the 3-year goal would be to learn to speak a foreign language. Save money for the trip. The 1-year goal would be to get your paperwork in order. Start getting in shape so that you can bike around the countryside. You get the idea. I've already done my goal setting for my 5, 3, and 1-year plan. Now I'm down to my monthly goal list. And for this month of 2007, it's called my 3 W's. W1, water. Drinking more of it every day. I know how drinking water makes me feel. My skin is clear and glowing even. I don't retain water because my body is getting enough, and I like the idea of flushing the toxins out of my body. W2, workout. I always feel so much better after a workout, even if it's only a 30-minute walk on the treadmill. We all know the benefits of working out. We just don't make the time to make it happen. Check out the article on being fit and fabulous in 2007. And W3, writing. Every year I tell myself I'm going to write something every day. The fact that you are reading this is due to the realization of one of my goals. Now, if you have a family, the I becomes we. The key, once again, to setting any goals is to write it down. Once you see it in writing, it becomes real. With setting goals that involve other people, like family and friends, etc., make sure that all involved want the same things. Otherwise, you're setting yourself up for disappointment. Be sure that your goals are in sync with each other. Any conflicting goals are another setup for disaster. It would be rather hard to reach your goal of losing 25 pounds with your mate if their goal is to be a dessert taster for the local bakery. Think of it, write it down, and confer with others involved. Most importantly, do something every single day to bring you closer to achieving your goal. Remember this, Edgar Albert Guest said, "It matters not what goal you seek, its secret here reposes. You've got to dig from week to week to get results or roses." This is Letitia. Happy New Year.